Begin the current daf. Set this Eben daf Chaf. Begin the Amidah. Begin the Tzitz Maschel. Begins where's the Gemara? The Hadron Va'arvan that they went back and they got mixed again. Tzitz explains the halacha of the Brisa that the two courtyards are permitted when they had an Eir, because the Gemara the Machlekes couldn't explain. We have two courtyards near each other, and you have a wall separating between them, and they're open both of them to the Pasim Brisa. You not only carry Ben Apasim, but if they were Irvu, it's permitted. Now, Prun explained, there's Tuma where Hadra Ve'irvu. In other words, that there was another breach at the end of the two Chatzeres, and therefore you could see clearly that it's through them and not through the Ben HaPasim. So he explains, V'achi Perushay. And this is the explanation of the Braisa. Shtayim Asuris, when there's two courtyards that open up to the Ben HaPasim, it's going to be Asur to carry between them, meaning to the Ben HaPasim, Afila Irvu, even if the two courtyards made an Irv together between the two of them, to be able to carry by the opening between them, even so, it's going to be usher to carry to the Bein HaPasim, as the Gemara says from Avuna Exeru, because they might think to say that you could actually do it like through a Mavoi, doing it through that way. Then Irvu B'chulu Nafdei, Irvu B'chulu, etc. Da'ainu Kolayma, that what it means to say is, what does Ve'im Irvu mean to say? The Hadron Va'irvan. Which explains what the Braisa means to say when it says Ve'im Irvu, and it means to say, if, however, they were subsequently mixed together by a clear-cut breach between the two of them, then mutar is kisha irva. Then it's going to be permitted when they go ahead and make an air between the two of them, because then it's obvious, and then we don't have the problem about nira that it looks like as if they're doing it through. So it's two things. The irvu means one that they're mixed together, and the other one is that it's obvious that they're with the actual wall itself. That it's obvious that they're mixed together, and it's not through the bina pasul. Tinek says the master begin the words like mar mechitza inka. There's no wall over here, which Tosfos can explain. Why the pasul berayis? We don't say the concept of poyel hutra hutra. Because the Gemara is saying that it's only when there's water, but if it's dried up, it's going to be us. This place is bothered. I've got that by Yisrael, though. Abai himself, he holds Shabbos poyel hutra hutra, that Shabbos, once permitted, remains permitted. And here, Rabbi's telling him that it's going to be forbidden. Says Taisus, yeah, because Maida Hacha, here he agrees by carrying between the Pasa Berayis, that even if when Shabbos started, it was permitted, that no, that here we're not going to say hobo hucha hucha, should be like a machitis, because you don't have regular walls, right? Regular walls, then we're going to say hobo hucha hucha, but here it wasn't regular walls, and so then we're not going to remain with the concept of hobo hucha hucha. It's not going to retain that permissibility when the water's not there. Ketanek says the Mazda begins with the Gemara Kidman of Nachman. When do we say the halach of Nachman? Amazing, it says when it's done deliberately. Shais explains that if the walls are lost, and then it's remade again deliberately, bemazed, then, like we're saying in the Gemara, it does not go back to its original heter. Because the Gemara said that this, Rav Nachman said, that mechitzah is made on Shabbos, b'mezid. Then the halacha is going to be that it's only regarding to be liable. But then it's not going to permit you to carry inside of it. But a mechitzah was made for shaykh, yeah, that's going to be considered mechitzah for all things. Now, Tais Bala, he says, what do you mean, this is Gemara said, Shabbat of Kafal and base. Svinash and Niskash and Shabbos, if you have boats that were tied from before Shabbos, Bahutra and they got untied. Bahutra and Niskash and they got retied again. So he's saying, Ben Shagin, Ben Mazidin, whether if it was by mistake or deliberately, Ben Mu'at, Ben Mutan, Ben Anusin, whether they made an error or whether it was under control, Chazla Ternarishan, we see that it goes back to the original Heter. So you see, it doesn't make a difference even Ben Mazid, says Gemara. No, two approaches to it, says. B'mezid loychadu legamri lehetirin erishin latalta. This is what he's saying, that even b'mezid, it's going to be considered as a mechitza if it was reconstituted on Shabbos. That's not to go ahead and permit you to carry over there. Al tav rishos yachad deraisa. It's similar to like we're saying with Reb Nachman. All it does, it makes you back to be a rishos yachad deraisa, but that's only to be liable, but not to permit to carry over there. Or inami, or another approach, Taisa says, is it actually loychayamezid? Actually, that we said, all those things that's going to go back lehetirin erishin, that was not going on the case of b'mezid, because actually, if it's only going to other cases of that, if you're tied in b'shagig, matan, ointin, but if it's done b'mezid, then we wouldn't say chazal ternarishin, and then we'd still be forbidden to carry, like Rav Nachman says over in Agumar. Tinek says the matzah begins with the Gemara Kamash Malon. What it's coming to teach us is Khan. Not only do they say the Chum say that it'll be here, but Basirile that he also holds like that. Which tries to explain that it's actually only Rav Elazar that the Gemara is discussing, but not Rav Yechonah. The Gemara brings, Rav Elazar holds, that if someone throws from Rishos Rabim between the Pasi Berais, Michaiv, even though the Rabim is walking through it. Now, although Rav Elazar already said this once before in the Mishnah, later on, Chum Bezim and after Rabban Holy, and Rav Elazar is the one who explains it, even so, we're saying he has to teach this teaching to tell you that he himself holds like that, and not only explain the Rabban. Which Taisa points out, Miller B'yichon, according to B'yichon, who he's the other one that also explains and shows you the intensity of the mechitzas that the Rabbim is not mavatler according to Rabbanan. Vade kan release really. When he says kan the Amr Chachamim, that this idea, it was only that he was actually saying that as Rabban hold, but he himself, unlike Rabban Elazar, and therefore our Gemara is only saying this to Rabban Elazar, actually is not holding that. Because I mean, like, come on, like the Gemara says later on, you can hold that in Yushalayim, which is a city surrounded with walls, if the Rabban walking through would be Machitzes, and it would be like Rishos Ram, if not for the fact that they closed the doors at nighttime, for sure possibly rise, that the Rabban actually would be Mevatel, the Rishos. Next is the master begins with the Gemara Loyamat Adam, a person should not stand. Shteis explains two reasons why a person that stands Rosh Hashanah Yochet and is drinking Rosh Hashanah or the other way around, why is that not a problem about Malacha Beitzah Midai Raisa? Because our Gemara brings from the Mishnah later on the Tzadik Tes that a person should not stand Rosh Hashanah Yochet and it stick his neck into Rosh Hashanah and drink over there or the other way around, unless we have Rosh Hashanah in the place where he's drinking. Now, Tzadik brings the reason for this halacha is because Beperek Basu Mukila, in the last paragraph of Tzadik Tes Manav, the Gemara explains that this that the Gemara asks over there, that the Mishnah seems to be like Remeir, who is later on the Kofal from Manav, that hold, that we make a gzera that maybe you're going to bring the water from the rishos that you're busy with to where you are right now, and not like the one who disagreed with Meir. That's the difficulty is the previous mission of the Amtzad, because in the days, sounds like Rabbanan, that a person actually could be in one domain and move things around in another domain. And when not goes, you're going to come to bring it where you are. So the Gemara explains, but Chafetz Matzrich, and we're talking about, no, where we are concerned, even according to Rabbanan, is objects that you need. Because you know, the Mayach Nesetlein, the Bukhaturin might come to bring it where he is. And therefore, it could even be like the Rabbanan. Now, says Taiz Rakash, but it's a difficulty. The typically it should be sufficient to say that it's forbidden to stretch your neck out to drink in the other domain simply because the act of drinking itself is bringing from one domain, from the Shusaram where you're drinking from, to a Shusarayachid where you are. Why? It says, Tais, where do I get this idea from? Kamei Mashtin, like someone who urinates. Over rock or spits, Mishasram, Mishasayachad, Mishasram, Mishasayachad. That's going to come on. You might tell us later on that's going to be forbidden. Same thing over here when you're drinking water, because what happens when you're spinning? It's going from where you are to the other one. Same thing over here when you're drinking, what's happening is you're bringing in from where that domain is to where your feet are, which is the other domain. So Tais bringing Rashi to it, it's like when Rashi answers later on, no, you can't compare drinking to urinating and spitting. Why? When you're drinking, you're lifting it up from that domain, let's say the Rosh Hashanah Yachad that you're leaning your head into, and the placement is going to be in the same place because the mashke nachad b'teich piv, the liquid is landing in your mouth, shumakam p'tur, which is an exempt area. Now, and that's in that other domain. Now, although, what do you mean? It gets absorbed into your body, which is in the other domain. Your feet are in the other domain. Ein lochesh. That's his Rashi. You don't have to be concerned for that. Since it already landed in an exempt area, although we say that even the exempt area, like the mouth or in the area that doesn't have dal dal, we say, oh, okay, although you could transfer from Shusaram to that place or from that place to Shusaram, but you can't use it as an exchange point, as a point of transfer. And here you're essentially doing that because it's going from that domain into your mouth and then where your feet are. And that says Rashi Hasam Gezrinon. No, there we make a Gezer de Masalafu Gebehadu. Reason why you can't use it as a transition point is because if we let you take from Rosh Hashanah to Makam Tur and then Makam Tur to Rosh Hashanah, you might come to go straight from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. But here it's not possible that you'll go straight from where you're drinking and then go straight to your stomach. Because it's not possible, Shle Yenucham Ad Bepiv, Kadim Shem Blom. It's not possible, it's not going to land a little bit and have that Nocha in your mouth before you're going to swallow, and therefore we don't have that concern, and therefore that's going to be okay. But regarding urinating and spitting, his mouth is not considered an exempt area when you're spitting. Why? Your mouth and your body is in one place. And therefore, since it's all starting from the same place, you do that kira, and then it's going from your rishus, let's say rishus ram, into rishus hayachad. Therefore, and your mouth is based on your body, so it never really left your body yet. And therefore, it's that's going to be considered a problem about haitzah. But that's not the case by that of drinking. And therefore, the Gemara's problem is that you're bringing, let's say, the cup or the chafetz to where you are, but the act of drinking itself would not be a problem. Now, that's his tesis. Well, if he's there, according to what we just said, that if a person's mouth and his body is in that rishos, his mouth is not called a makam tur. And if he carries from one domain to another domain, what's in his mouth, he'd be chayiv. So it comes out, hayimutu lahayti reishi mishasaram, that a person would be permitted to take out his head from mishasaram to rishos yachad. Belorik, and to spit over there. Since his mouth is in another domain, and it's not in that same domain with his body, have a makam tur. So it would be an exempt area like we explained. Because when there's mouth and there's another domain, it's not based on the body, like we said regarding drinking. But Tayyip's bothered with that, because we have a question on the Tayyip Desimin Al. Who be Shosei Yachid? If let's say he's in Shosei Yachid. Upiya Amo be Shosei Rab. And the opening of the private area is of the person's body is in Shosei Rab. Ma, what's Allah? Where the Mishnah there says that a person should not be standing in Rishus HaYachad, and urinate Rishus HaRab. So the Gemara asks over there, in the way that the person's body is in Rishus HaYachad, but the end of his private area is in Rishus HaRabim, do you go based on where it's coming out from, which is his body, and the Rishus HaMichav is going from one domain to another, or do you go based on where it's coming out from, which is by the tip of his male member, which is in that domain, the Rishus HaRabim? So what's bothering Taisus is that based on what we said, that if a person's mouth is in a different domain, so his mouth is an exempt area, so then why don't you say the same thing with the male member? That's also in the Makam Tur, because it's in that other domain. So what's the Gemara's question? That's what Taisus, Hayim Hashem Demeir Glaim. The reason is like this. Regarding urine, Miyad Kishenekum Magufoy, the moment it comes out of the person's body, Shuv Ein Nochem Befiyama. So then it doesn't stop, it doesn't rest by the opening of the male member. Rather, it comes straight out. And therefore, that was what the Gemara's question was. Do you going to say that Zemalach HaBeitzah, because his body is in that other domain, to the other domain where the urine comes out, or not? But by spit, which when it comes out of his body, so it's coming out through his mouth, so it stayed there for a few moments before it comes out, oh, that's a Makom Tur, in contrast to urine where it doesn't rest at all. But that doesn't bother me. When the Perikam of the Shabbos, the first Perikam of the Shabbos, the beginning of the base Kasha, is a difficulty. Because the Gemara and the Gemara says over there that if a person carries out his hand full of produce from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRab. So we have two different braises. One says Yigmichai, one says Yigmipatz, a complicated sugya, but then the Gemara says that the braises are not a contradiction. One braise is talking about where he took out his hand when it already was Shabbos. So we penalize him, we now take it back. And he has to leave it there till after Shabbos. The second braise was talking about where he took it from before Shabbos, so he's allowed to take his hand back because he never did anything wrong with that here. So the Gemara asks, I'll drop it to the contrary, Mishachar Sheichel, regarding the case where he put out his hand already when it was ready Shabbos, the Shadi Leib is going to drop it because he can't leave his hand there all Shabbos. Also, the Chibachat is going to come to a liability of Chatzis because he did Akir and now he's doing Anacha. So, like Ansinan, so if anything over there, we should not penalize him. That was the Gemara's question. That bothers Taisus. He says, what do you mean? The Hashta, now based on what we're saying, Hey, Chos, the Chibachat is, how are you saying he would come to a liability of Chatzis? What do you mean? It already rested in his hand, Shumakam Tur, which is an exempt area, like what we're saying with the mouth. And from a Makam Tur, then you could go ahead and do it like a Tchilat Tur Rishus HaRabim. So what are you saying? You would become coming to Chivachatis. You wouldn't become coming to Chivachatis. That's a Tzadik Rishon. What you could say is, Dolechash Benachah B'Makam Tur. No, that's not the same. That's not good to say that it was placed in the Makam of Tur. That's only by something where you took it from its original place. And now you put in the Makom Tur. Oh, so that's where we would say that now that wouldn't be a problem. Aval Hasam over there, when he's carrying out his hand full with those payers, Shakli Nach Me Elov, where there the vessel rests by itself. Another one, when he takes out his hand and he keeps it in Rishus HaRabim, the payers that's in his hands are resting by itself. That it's an area above 10 Tfachim, which is the Makom Tur, but he didn't do an action regarding the moving of the payers itself. In such a case, lechasha hanocha b'makom tur. That's not considered as a placement in the makom tur because you didn't do anything actively to go and create that type of situation. Now, since the lefizem, based on this, as lahitzi roishim b'shus ram b'larik. So, president, now let us take his head out into Rishus HaRabim and to spit, because since the spit is in his mouth, so it's placed over there in his mouth, and he didn't do an action with the spit of placing something in his mouth. Never really left mimukaymai. So therefore, actually says Taisus, so the halacha is not like munach b'makom tur. And when he takes his head out with his mouth from Rishus HaYachad, he's doing now the akira from Rishus HaYachad, and what he spits in Rishus HaRabim would be the halacha, and therefore that actually would be chayv. But then Taisus says, mimtem, if you're going to say, chatiyav, it's still possible, the loss of the chiv chatas. Still possible that you're not going to come to chiv chatas, meaning there is a way that a person should not be, you're saying that, oh, the Gemara was asking, what do you mean, Mishach HaSheicha is going to come to violate. How do you know that? Why are you saying that over there we should let him take a hand back because he's going to come for the Chiv Chatz? It's not true. You could have that you won't come to Chiv Chatz. How? For example, if you take it from one hand and you put it into the other hand. Now you did the Maisa HaNocha, which was the principle I was just mentioning before, to the other hand, and that's above 10 tefachim, and that's a makom patur. And based on that, then you could afterwards go ahead and take it and put it into Rosh Hashanah. So now we're back to the Gemara, back to the question that Tosfos had asked on the Gemara's question. Why the Rabban saying that, oh, there's a knas that for someone who took out his hand, we shouldn't, because he might come to Chiv Chatzis. It's not true. He's not necessarily going to come to Chiv Chatzis. The Hashem says, what you could say is, the Ayri Kishan Nekev Katan. We're talking about where the hole, which is where he stuck his hand out with full of peiris, is very small. No, he can't go and stick up both hands. And one hand is already stuck out. So therefore, Tosfos, that's where the Gemara knew that it must be that you're going to come to Chiv Chatzis. Because the only way of not is if you do Hanochem Makom Patur. And the only way of doing that is by putting it the other hand. And you can't put another hand because you can't even fit your hand through that small hole. That was one approach. Now Tosfos gives another approach regarding the question which Tosfos had asked from the Gemara later on of Tali Test, which said that the reason why a person cannot stand in one domain and do in the other domain where you're concerned, you're going to come to bring it where you are. And Tosfos had a difficulty. He says, what do you mean? Forget about that you might come to bring the vessel. The actual drinking itself is considered a maisa of haitzah, just like we say by urinating and by spitting. So Tosfos says, another approach Tosfos says like this. Now, you cannot compare this halacha of drinking to urinating and spitting. The when you swallow, and immediately it's considered like it's placed. Because Tosfos says, although it's not really placed totally in the person until it reaches his intestines, because here, even so, when you place the water, the mouth is secondary, is bottled to the rest of the body. So therefore, when you put the water into the mouth, that already, that swallowing is the placing. And therefore, we relate as if you place the body into the body, as if it was already landed already. And therefore, like this, but since it's secondary to the body, so there it's like the uprooting and the placing was in the same domain. And so the Rebbe says in Shabbos, pay him at all. Where he says, if someone carries out on Shabbos two letters, which is the amount of ink to be liable for carrying out, now he took out that amount of ink, so he did Akira. And he writes those letters when he's walking. So on that thing, when it says, why? Because the writing is the placement. So the Hanocha is in another Rishus. Now, although when he's walking, he's not resting with the ink, still the writing is like the placing. So here too, that what we're talking about over here, the swallowing of the water, even though it's moving then, is considered hanacha, and therefore it isn't the same rishos as when you're drinking, and therefore it would not be chayim unless we had the concern, like we said, that you're going to bring the vessel to where you are. And so it says, so too ba'asi namashab masnit namrlay. So too, it's resolved the Mishnah increases in Perak Amrlay. Which is a halacha that's mentioned many times in Shas, that someone does one act of eating and he can be chayiv so many different liabilities from one act of eating. And Remeir, he adds on, another thing you can be liable is if it's Shabbos and you're carrying it on your mouth, chayiv mechayiv fahitza. Now, the taste of hashta, hey, chi chashav haitza vahavihana, how are you counting haitza with all the other things, which is eating kodshim and yom kippurim, all those other things? How are you saying that's happening at the same time? When he's liable for those other things, when it's landing in his throat, that's already the liability of eating. He's not yichayiv for carrying actually until it lands in the stomach. And the Rebbe says, no, we see this concept that we're saying. The liability of tzah is also when you're swallowing the chashim kamuna, that's actually when it's already landed. And that's the concept that we're saying, that already when it goes into the throat, it's the akirna nocha is in the same place in that rishus. And therefore, again, mitzad that itself, just from that vantage point, that would not be a problem. It's rather we're saying the problem is, it's unlike urinating and spitting. Here, once it goes into the mouth, whereas there, when it's on the way out, that's all considered part of the body, and that's akira happening at that moment. Here, the hanocha is happening in the mouth, not when it comes all the way to the stomach, and therefore that itself wouldn't be a problem.